Pray with an attitude. Start with thanksgiving. First from Scripture, Colossians 4, verse 2. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it, with an attitude of thanksgiving. Okay, the first word in this verse seized my attention. Webster's Dictionary defines the word devote as to concentrate on a particular pursuit or purpose or cause to set apart or dedicate. The Holy Spirit began to instruct and teach me a deeper truth in this verse. As the revelation came, questions began to race through my mind. Have I established a dedicated time each day to go before the Lord in prayer? Have I set apart or consecrated my prayer life, creating a daily routine or habit? Have I chosen a space as my prayer room where I go to be alone with God? I confess that I was grieved by my answers. I realized prayer was only a small part of my daily routine. The Holy Spirit showed me that I needed to be much more intentional and purposeful about my prayer life. In addition to bedrooms and kitchens, many of us have a family room, study, exercise, or game room. Now, some homes have an entertainment room. Why is it we don't have a prayer room? I was led to designate my study and garden as places of prayer. I've come to prefer my garden as my consecrated place of prayer. I feel God's majesty and wonder looking up at the sky, moon, and stars. I'm in awe as I smell, touch, and look at the diverse beauty of our flower beds, crepe myrtles, and fruit trees, along with numerous potted plants. In the quiet and stillness, I pray and worship God. I hear His voice as He directs my eyes to a plaque that hangs on our fence. It reads, "Prayer changes things." I'm joyful to be in a place in my walk with God where my prayers have evolved from asking for help to giving God praise and thanksgiving because He is God. I'm thankful that I'm growing more devoted in my prayer life. I'm learning to pray with an attitude of joy and thanksgiving. Child of God, I encourage you to devote yourself to prayer. Prayer will change things, starting with you. Father, thank you for your word and for Jesus' example of prayer as praise and worship. Holy Spirit, help me grow closer and become even more devoted to Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Teach me to pray at all times with an attitude of joy and thanksgiving. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.